Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Feedback, 715-845-2155. We begin, let's talk about the Oklahoma story, first of all. That, I think, is probably the most important. Let's bring that up to speed first. Oklahoma Republican Jim Bridenstine, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, apologize if I'm not, revealed yesterday that he was not allowed to view the Health and Human Services facility that's got about 1,200 illegal immigrant minors at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, on Tuesday. When he put it, now, even being a congressman, I guess he can't just walk up to the door and, hey, how you doing? Here to look around. Apparently, his people are making arrangements to get a tour of the facility. The officials at the facility at Fort Sill responded with, yeah, sure, not a problem. You can come by, unless, looking at the calendar, July 21st. July 21st. As you can imagine, the congressman took a little bit of offense at this. He says any member of Congress should have the legal authority to visit a federal youth detention facility without waiting 3 weeks. And his exact response is, what are they trying to hide? Bingo. Now, if you've listened to our commentaries by Todd Starnes, you will realize that Todd has been on this subject for several days now, and that is very much unlike him. Fox has run the story of what Todd is talking about, that there are employees of the military base in Texas, specifically, this is the one that Todd Starnes is talking about, that have said that the conditions are atrocious, that lice are crawling all over these kids, that they are infested, some with scabies. There are some that have such mental disorders that they're threatening suicide. And the treatment that these children are getting is substandard. It's deplorable. They've also raised issues about transportation. Are these individuals being transported on public transportation prior to getting medical treatment? Because I got news for you. I'm thinking about doing some traveling over the next few weeks. And, I'm going to be thinking pretty seriously about whether or not, sitting in the airplane seat, gee, am I going to get scabies? Am I going to get head lice? Am I going to get something else that's communicable? This is not funny. Not only is it a health risk to the rest of us, but it's deplorable how you treat children. You corral 1,200 people in a detention facility in order. This is not how you treat human beings. Now, the adults that come over here illegally, I've got no sympathy for you whatsoever. You come into this country, I don't care what your reasoning is, you come into this country undocumented, you come into this country illegally, you get rounded up, you get shipped back, and there should be a real good line of defense at the border so that when you come back, you are first time, we send you back. The second time, you're going to jail. I think this is ridiculous. But for the children, come on. I've got a soft spot in my heart for the kids. We've got to make sure that they're taken care of. We've got to make sure that they are treated medically. And then we ship them back across the border, too. They do not get to stay here. And I know President Obama has said, oh, they're not going to stay. Bull crap. I don't believe a word he says when it comes to whether or not they're going to stay. As soon as there's an opportunity to blame the request of having the kids go back on a Republican, make it look like it's the Republicans that are pushing for it, out will come the horrible pictures and, oh, look how sad and pitiful the children are. We have to, and it's going to be a heartstring ploy to make the Republicans, the right, look bad and the left look good. That's what's going to happen. But the issue of a sitting federal representative, a congressman, being denied access and being told, come back in 3 weeks. All right. what is going on? What is the situation? Is it a case where they don't want these deplorable conditions to be made public? Is it a case where they're trying to keep a lid on this? If that's the case, this administration has, if that is the case, if the administration is currently saying we've got to keep a lid on this, you don't let the public know, you don't let the workers talk, then the administration has learned nothing from the previous scandals, has learned nothing from Fast and Furious gun-running program into Mexico, has learned nothing from the Benghazi scandal, has learned nothing from the NSA scandal, has learned nothing from the IRS scandal, has learned nothing about being honest, and is blatantly lying to us and trying to deceive us, and is not keeping any of their campaign promises. This is you and I, and we're supposed to just take this. At what point do you, an Obama supporter, if there is one listening, at what point do you say, I'm tired of being lied to? At what point? Or are you going to dismiss the criticisms of this current administration because from where it comes? Oh, those damn Republicans. The conservatives, they just, you know, it's because he's black, I'm pretty sure. It's because he's black, and I'm pretty sure it's because he... Really? You're going to keep listening to that. And you're going to keep buying what the administration is force-feeding you. All right. I think this is indicative that we've got a much bigger problem. I think this is indicative that we have a very serious issue on our hands with this immigrant children, illegal immigrant children coming in. This is going to be a very significant problem. So I guess I pose to you, as I'm getting ready to go into our first break, I pose to you a question. What would you like to see the current administration do in handling the circumstance? All right? How should we go about handling the circumstance? We have thousands of children that are here illegally, that are being used as pawns for adults wanting to come in. The loophole is you come in with children, there are special rules and regulations, you make the claim, oh, we're here for this, that, and the other thing, and you get processed through. The children are being used as pawns for adults to come in. And as a result, thousands of illegal immigrant minors are in this country that have horrific medical issues, emotional issues, nutrition issues, the whole gamut of problems. What do you think we should do with them? We're going to take our first break. The phone number, of course, is 715-845-2155, and we will continue with feedback after this.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Those that are here illegally, we must take care of them as a humanitarian effort. If they are, you know, if they are seriously injured or that type of thing, especially, and I'm talking the children, take care of them, get them healthy, food, clothing, shelter, etc., on a temporary basis, and then ship them home. Period. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Judy.
Hey, Judy. What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I do agree with what you're saying about providing medical treatment for the youngsters and then returning them home to their country.
Right.
I think if our president would act like a leader for once, he could contact the leaders of these other countries and tell them the world community wants them to find a means to support their own people and send them there. But facetiously, I'd like to know how many rooms in the White House? I'm thinking, since we've flown half a dozen plane loads of kids to Boston and several bus loads to Southern California, I think it's time, if we can't send the youngsters back to their own country, that the White House provide some room and board for these kids, too.
Well, yeah, that would be interesting to actually see some of these children housed there. You know, that's not going to happen. Listen, Governor Rick Perry issued an invitation to the president while he is there in Texas. Governor Rick Perry said, hey, why don't we come while you're here? Why don't you come down to the border and why don't you get a firsthand look at the situation?
President, wow, terrific idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea, except for one small little problem. The president of the United States declined the offer.
I believe
Yeah.
I believe that. Where is our leadership? Another thing, I've talked to so many of our friends. We're all just average. Some of us are retired, hardworking folks, and we feel so helpless. Nobody's listening to us. I mean, I was actually proud of those folks in Southern California who protested.
Yeah.
Just dropping those youngsters off at their doorstep.
I think the left wants the right to become tired of the fight. You wear them down, and we are being told, oh, you're on the wrong side of society. The majority wants this. The majority wants that. That's a lie.
That is a lie.
It is absolutely a lie, and yet we're buying it. We're listening. What
can
you
we
ask?
Do? I mean,
keep
like
fighting.
I said, all of us average folks just feel helpless.
Then you just keep fighting. You keep up the rhetoric. You continue to write and contact your congressman. You continue to contact and be involved in local politics. You have to do the right thing with the sphere of influence that you have and allow that to ripple out. If you give up, then they, the left, begins to win. You just have to keep fighting. I don't know how many representatives, congressmen, senators I've talked to that, and I've said the same thing over and over again, just because the fight seems hard does not mean we shouldn't fight it and we cannot give up. You just keep going.
Okay, you're right. We'll keep on plugging. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Short segment. I'm going to take one more break. We'll do the news. We'll do some weather and get updated with all of the important information. Then we'll talk about this request that Target has put out. The retail giant Target is asking its patrons, please do not conceal carry in our stores. We'll talk about that when we get back. 715-845-2155.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.